What's the deal with this?
Deal? What are you saying?
Deal.
Deal?
I don't see what the big deal is, you know? It's not that great.
Good deal. You won't regret it.
What's the deal, son? What do you have going?
All right, look, here's the deal.
What do you say we're making some deal?
Across the U.S., there has been unprecedented growth in rental demand. 9 million more households have become renters over the last 10 years, the largest gain in housing history. Today, roughly 45 million families and households are tenants. Investors have noticed these rental trends, and billions of dollars have been invested in the rental property market. The growth in rental demand has resulted in strong demand for property management services, and the property management industry has grown to $73 billion a year. However, property management continues to be fraught with inefficiencies, and the industry is generally lagged behind the times in terms of technology. Today on the show, I welcome Rob Finlay, founder and CEO of Lyra Intel. Lyra Intel is a commercial real estate tech startup and business intelligence solution built for commercial real estate professionals by commercial real estate professionals. The Lyra solution was created out of a need for better information to influence decisions at the commercial property level. By designing the solution around Lyra's own needs, they have reinvented the entire process of fact-finding and problem-solving for property owners and managers across the market. I am your host, Ryan Cox, managing partner at Founders Grove Capital, and my experience includes raising and structuring equity capital investments for more than $200 million in multifamily assets. I would like to announce the first Austin Commercial Real Estate Tech event on October 25th at the Capital Factory. I'm very excited to bring together some of the brightest CRE tech founders and commercial real estate-focused venture capitalists to Austin. It is important as an investor to understand the technology that is shaping the future of commercial real estate. With a thriving venture community, it is equally as important to nourish a small but growing list of commercial real estate tech startups in Austin, one of the fastest growing cities in the country. Go to www.cretech.com/event/Austin to attend or register for the free live stream of the event. And welcome to the Real Estate Innovators, a podcast that explores innovation in commercial real estate with technology, design, and development. We celebrate the companies and innovators who are changing the business of commercial real estate and are inspiring the future of how we work, live, and play. I asked Rob about his background and what led to the founding of Lyra Intel.
My background is a little bit different from yours, where I actually started in real estate and then got into technology. And so I grew up in a commercial real estate brokerage and property management firm up in New Hampshire, which meant that I was really part of it and meant that I was a broker when I was younger, and I leased space and have done every job imaginable in commercial real estate. But when I got out of college, I was very fortunate. I went into banking and ultimately into investment banking, working for Lehman Brothers and Credit Suisse First Boston. And this was where I got my education on commercial real estate finance and not just the sticks and bricks, but actually the financial and the structuring and stuff like that. But in 2000, I think I had had enough working for other people, and I started my first company. I basically scrapped together everything that I had, mortgaged the house, sold the car, took the 401k, all of my savings, all went into starting this business in 2000 called Defease with Ease, or Commercial Defeasance, depending on where you're from in the country. But I started that business basically in my basement, was able to grow it, and really saw the benefit of providing a solution to commercial real estate owners. I'm not sure if you're familiar with Defeasance or not, but it's basically a thing that's in CMBS documents that don't allow borrowers to repay loans, but rather defease them. But anyways, in 2006, I ended up selling the company and going back to my roots of investing in real estate. I did that for a while, as well as start my next company, which was a company called TCAM, or Tax Credit Asset Management. And TCAM is an institutional asset manager for clients, people who invest in affordable housing, the institutional investor side. And then after that, I ended up starting more companies. I started really getting into the technology side, seeing how there was so much opportunity in the real estate space to really add efficiency and implement technology without without going too crazy. So small implementations led to big wins. And so then I ended up starting a bunch of software companies, such as Entity Keeper, which helps owners and operators manage their legal entities. I started IMS, which is Investor Management Services. IMS is helps people like yourself, syndicators, help manage their back office and investor management functions. And then most recently started Lyra. And Lyra came behind the thought that as an owner, I really don't have a lot of more ways to increase revenue and NOI. Yeah, so I'm in markets that rental growth isn't happening as consistent as it was. I can't keep on adding fees to my residents, and I've already beaten up my service providers so much that I can't reduce expenses that much. So I really needed a way to figure out how to make more money on a property. And so I came up with this software that does four things. One, give you good data, basically gives you a data cleansing and cleanses your data at a property level, gives you that data to so that you can segment and you can you can figure out who's in your property, really understand the persona of your resident. Third is it provides for engagement. So it's software that lets you track and help with your property managers perform engagement and engagement strategies that lead to higher retention. So you're not rolling your properties as much. And then finally, with these three steps in place and the three softwares in place, our software actually allows and helps you monetize the purchasing behaviors of your resident. So in other words, when your residents are doing things, when buying things or shopping or buying food, referral fees that we've negotiated go back to the property owner.
Rob explained that the core problem Lyra Intel set out to solve for multi-property owners was a deeper knowledge of tenants to create thriving communities for residents. I asked Rob to expand on that concept.
Real estate's a really interesting market, especially in the multifamily side, where understanding the persona and the behaviors of your resident doesn't exist. And so you start to have assumptions. So how do you go and spend money on CapEx? How do you know to invest in the dog park versus investing in the playground? Or do I build more cars, parking spots? Or do I put in charger outlets? All that kind of stuff, those behaviors, you're making assumptions because in the past you've never had the actual concrete data, the good demographic information in order to make those decisions. So that was the first part. But I think more important, Ryan, was what we realized was that there is a vastly flawed system in data collection. So a resident comes in, they fill out an application, that application then gets put into their property management system, property management system. We're finding that gap or that process basically reduces the value of the data, or basically removes about the content anywhere from 20 to 40%. So in other words, 20 to 40% of the data that should go into the system doesn't get put into the system. So our system is all about letting property managers know what data is being put into the system and what stuff is not being put into the system so that you can track it on an ongoing and with an actual number percentage score as opposed to just guessing.
With deeper insights and knowledge of a property's tenant base, I asked Rob about the types of actions an owner is able to take and the impact to the property's performance.
So the first thing is, right, so getting the data in so you have good data, but it doesn't stop there. It's important because the data that you collect up front is a snapshot, right? And we all know people's lives don't stay stagnant, right? You're getting a different job. You've got a new car. You buy a pet. All of these things change. our software, and because of our engagement software, we are working with the resident, and we put processes in place that actually help us collect good information ongoing. So once we have that good data, that data is being used then to drive in creating these personas. Who is it that lives at my property? Okay, this person is between the ages of 25 and 32, they have 80% of them have a dog. They work. The largest proportion of them works within a 15-minute commute. This and all these things. And not only that, but you now start to get even better information. They attend our pool party. They go to the dog park every day. They're interested in the food group, and they're interested in the Sunday morning football team. All of that, all those behaviors and information, we are collecting, and we're using that data then to help property managers create an engagement strategy so that the residents will not only have a higher percentage of being promoters of the property, but you can make better CapEx decisions because you know who that resident is. And so that engagement is where we're taking all of this information and moving it to engagement. So if you think of it as like building blocks, you've got your first level, which is collecting data. You've got your second level that is using that data to understand who's there. And then once you understand who's there, it's using that information then to engage them and track their engagement. Are they responding to things? Are they happy there? All of these things. You're tracking that engagement to lead to more or higher retention. And then finally, that ultimate block is making money from those behaviors. And so, back in the day when I was operating property management, I was out on site, and I remember the local pizza guy would come up and say, "Hey, I'll give you $100 if you let me slip flyers underneath all of the doors." That money never saw it to the property; it went right into my pocket. And so, what we're trying to do is, and what we are doing, is formalizing that relationship between national retailers and local retailers, and that of the resident at the property. And so it's basically a bolt-on solution so that property managers, so the application is actually generating revenue, has revenue potential day one, the day you sign up.
I asked Rob if there has been a shift in amenities or programs based on the data from Lyra's current install base.
It's definitely in creating community. I think, the amenity game is sort of, what I think is that a game? I think there's, I think the buyer's behaviors change so frequently that it's really hard to keep up with amenities. And I think everybody's proven the number one amenity that everybody wants anyways is really fast internet. So, after you get past that, it's all going to be stuff cosmetic that you can always add in. So what we are seeing in terms of engagement has been tremendous. It really, for the first time, and I think property managers really, at first we thought, geez, property managers might not like this because, this is scores, right? So we have benchmarks in our software so that's open to everyone. So if I'm an asset manager and I've got 5 properties or 10 properties, I see where each one of my properties and my property managers rank in my portfolio, as well as the industry as a whole, so or what we collect. So I was thinking, geez, property managers might not like this because they're being held accountable. And I think what we found is that the really good property managers, the ones that are very good and valuable, are really embracing this software, because so often they're just judged on occupancy or vacancy and all that other kind of stuff. And they're like, for the first time, you can actually see how hard we're working on site to keep our residents happy, to have them be promoters of the property, and getting them engaged and listening to them and responding to them. And so it's really been a game changer. And I think, you know, for us, so we also use third party property managers. And I'll tell you, I think that it's been eye-opening for us because we've, you know, because now this as I can tell the difference between my really good property management firms and the ones that aren't so good. And even if the occupancy numbers are the same, you can still see that there's stuff that's going on. The other thing too, is you can, you know, the software gives property managers and owners better insight in the marketing side. So, and so from, if you're trying to go out, it's, you know, no longer just putting an ad on apartments.com and hope they come. You can actually target market. So, you know, shrewd marketing teams are using this software to go out and actually target their audiences instead of just doing that, you know, shotgun approach.
As part of Lyra Intel's offering comes the Caboodle app. I asked Rob about Lyra Intel's partnership with Caboodle, which provides residents and tenants with a useful app to communicate directly with the property.
So the Caboodle app is basically the resident engagement side of this. So this is the mobile app. And the reason why we called it Caboodle and really the purpose of it is that we found that property-specific apps don't get downloaded very much. So, you know, because people are like, I don't really need to see it. I've got app fatigue, all that kind of stuff. So what we did was we came up with a very different approach to resident engagement and resident apps. And so while the Caboodle app is a fully functioning property engagement app. So the resident can send a maintenance request. They can pay their rent. They can book a room. They can do all this other stuff as it pertains to the property through the app. But we've also then incorporated this sort of this services and community component to it. So not only as a resident do I get to see stuff that's going on specifically at, you know, the property, but I get to see events that are going on in my community. And I can also see which one of my neighbors is going to these events. So think about this, that, you know, it comes back to the psychology of a resident, right? So if a resident typically believes that, you know, either consciously or subconsciously, they move to a place, to a property where they feel like that's very similar to themselves. So, you know, people look the same, they have the same cars, they probably work at the same place. And so just by going into that property, you now can focus and say, okay, this resident now is interested in what's going on, what the other people within the community are doing, within the property are doing. They might not want to join them and they might want to, you know, they might not want to engage with them, but they want to know what people are doing. And so that app, the Caboodle app, is basically generating not only, as I said, not only the sort of the you know, the nuts and bolts of communication with your property manager, but it also has, it basically provides a community experience to your resident and a way for them to also buy goods and services in a convenient fashion directly from their mobile device.
Rob's focus with Lyra Intel grew out of a desire to better manage his portfolio and create outstanding value for tenants. But Lyra's application doesn't stop with multifamily. I asked Rob about the other use cases for Lyra Intel.
So office is really an exciting opportunity for us because it comes down to the same thing. It's the engaged office. And so I you know, a lot of people who are in suburban markets, in particular, are really struggling here because, you know, there's a talent pool and there's, you know, difficult hiring good talent and you've got to be in the right place. But there's this WeWork, you know, phenomenon where every single one of my employees wants to work at a WeWork because it's cool, it's hip, right? I've, you know, I can go in and it's, you know, it's funky and it's cool and there's a barista and all this other stuff. And so property owners are starting to feel this pressure where I'm in a suburban office. I'm there because in the old model, you moved your office to where the CEO was or the owner was. Nowadays, you're moving your location, you're moving your office because of where the people are. And so in order to, you know, the people are talking and they're talking with the experience that they have at a property. So if I'm sitting here and I'm at, you know, this property And I, you know, there's no place to eat. I have no idea what's going on. And all I do is I come into work in the morning and I leave at night. That's the negative experience that somebody's having. But what's happening, what we're finding in the office buildings is that there's actually this sort of this vibrant culture that wants to engage and know one another. And it gives it's a way for them to, you know, socialize also within the working setting. So, for example, running groups. You know, nobody knew here in our property here that there was a running group. Well, there's actually a very large running group that has actually grows every day because people now find out about it. There was a group that gets together and goes to the breweries around. So all these different groups. So our app, the engagement app, basically has still the same three functions. You know, it's the same three sort of deliverables, software deliverables. The property manager toolkit. So this is where property managers can message and engage and surveys and events and all that stuff. So it's the property manager software that talks and speaks and, you know, back and forth to the resident or tenant app. And the two things that are tracked in there, all the behaviors that are tracked in there, are delivered to our BI tool. So office buildings are getting, they might not get as much of the demographic information that the property managers are getting on the multifamily side, but they're starting to see engagement. They're also starting to have real, you know, sort of real understanding of what people are doing at a property, as well as the amenity. Like, I work all the time. I want to be able to, you know, have food delivered to me without thinking about it. I want to have my dry cleaning picked up, you know, without me thinking about it. You know, so all of these services are coming in. The other great thing that our app has in particular to the office market is the ability to communicate. And this is particularly important in an emergency. So our software, think about this in a normal office environment. You know, if there was an emergency, you know, typically what would happen is the property manager would send an email to each one of the office managers at for its tenants. That office manager hopefully has their hopefully are working that day, hopefully have their email open and ready to go, and they have to then click on it, and then they have to notify everybody in the office. And that to me is a loss of valuable time, as well as a, you know, fairly big risk. You know, in this day and age where there's horrible things that go on in properties, you want to be able to communicate quickly, easily, and effectively with your tenants and your employees of your tenants. And so our system is, in emergencies like that, go to their phone. It's a text. It's a notification, in-app notification, and an email. We're making sure that when a property manager or an owner needs to communicate something in the property, it gets done and everybody has it.
With all of the tremendous insights that Lyra is able to provide, I asked Rob how property owners are leveraging the data to impact the bottom line.
And that's sort of the exciting stuff about this, right? I mean, this is, yeah, you know, don't forget, we've only been doing this now for, yeah, you know, 7 or 8 months. And it's, you know, it's, you know, the information that we're getting is learned. I think that's what really makes this fascinating, is that really being able to create. Right now, we do research and do stuff to try to solve issues or questions. So if property managers say, hey, I'm thinking about doing this, what do you think is going to happen? And we can start to answer those questions. I think over time, as we start to get more data, more users, I think that our data and our information is going to be incredibly powerful to help these property managers make the right decisions. Now, already their ROI is increased because our app, as I said before, is really focused on revenue, so monetization. So that was really the goal of the app. Started out when I built it, when I thought about it first, was produce more NOI by increasing revenue. That was the number one goal of it. And then second is help me with my turnover. And so the ROI is realized immediately when somebody downloads and starts using our software. But as we start going and getting further and further, I mean, every day we're adding to this. I mean, you know, software, it's like a construction project that never ends. you're constantly adding to it and you're getting feedback. And we've been very, very fortunate about having really good feedback from our customers. They have no problem in telling us the features that they want and the feature sets that they want. And so now that's what we're focused on is adding all of that. But you're right. It is so exciting to think about, you know, there is going to be a day when CapEx decisions and marketing decisions and things like that are going to be really, really aided by the data and information that they've been collecting.
The more data Lyra Intel collects, the smarter the machine gets, and the better the insights to fuel property owners' decision-making. I asked Rob about the future of Lyra Intel.
I wish I could give you a roadmap that made sense for 12 months down the road. Startups work too fast. You know, you've got to be able to innovate and you have to be able to maneuver and add feature sets whenever, you know, deemed on what you think is the priority. And so, I think there's some major, some major themes, I would say, that we definitely are looking at. I think automation, I think voice technology is going to be big. And so I think those are things that I think are going to be that we're looking at. I think the other things that we're finding too is that we are getting a lot better in understanding the behaviors of certain types of groups. So for example, dog owners, are a fanatic group. So a lot of the stuff that we're adding and implementing into the software is more about making their involvement and their engagement at properties a lot easier and better. And then there's access controls. I think that's sort of the big theme as well. I think everybody's still trying to figure it out, but access controls is definitely going to be one that's going to be on our roadmap as well.
Great to connect with Rob Finlay, CEO and co-founder of Lyra Intel today. Lyra is a commercial real estate business intelligence solution designed to unlock your property's revenue potential. The solution integrates with your property management systems to provide actionable data within Lyra's intuitive business intelligence dashboard. This allows you to better understand your residents and tenants by collecting data at the industry, portfolio, property, and individual levels. And now, a word from our sponsor.
Want daily interviews with real estate investors and none of the fluff? Go to bestevershow.com, where Joe Fairless interviews daily real estate investors and entrepreneurs about their best advice ever. Go to bestevershow.com.
And that concludes our show. I'm excited to follow Rob's progress in providing actionable data to property owners and creating community for tenants. To find out more about Rob and Lyra Intel in the show notes, please subscribe to The Real Estate Innovators and leave a review wherever you subscribe to podcasts, which helps us grow our audience. You can find out more about me and Founders Grove Capital at foundersgrovecapital.com. Until next time, innovators.